Coming up on episode number 656, well, let's celebrate St. Patrick's Day with a set of covers, a lot of which are performed by Irish musicians, and the rest of which are made to sound like they're being performed by Irish musicians. It's the St. Patrick's Day Cover Show, coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for another hulu. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It is Tuesday, March 16th, 2010. My name is Brian Abbott. Welcome to another St. Patrick's Day show. I was looking back in the archives to see if I did one last year, and yes, I did on the 17th. It was entitled "Those Kids Be Wanting to Steal Me Lucky Cover Requests," and it was all cover requests, obviously. But tonight, no requests. Just a bunch of Irish performers and people who are trying to sound like Irish performers. And I don't think there's any better way to kick this thing off than with a Sinead O'Connor cover. One that I'm surprised I haven't played before because it's so darn cool. Here is Sinead O'Connor from 1995's Help, a charity project for the children of Bosnia, with her cover of Bobby Gentry's Ode to Billy Joe.
Bridge. bought a store in Tupelo. There was a virus going round, and Papa caught it and he died last spring. And now Mama doesn't seem to want to do much of anything. And drop them into the muddy water of the Tallahatchie Bridge.
Well, the vocalist I'm sure you recognized right there, that is Bono, along with Gavin Friday and Maurice Caesar with a cover from the Moulin Rouge soundtrack from 2001, Children of the Revolution, originally recorded by T-Rex. Great version right there from Bono, Gavin Friday, and Maurice Caesar. And I know for sure Bono and Gavin Friday are Irish. I think Maurice Caesar is as well. Before that, Kate Nash from the 2008 release, the NME Awards compilation, with her cover of The Cribs, Men's Needs is the name of that song. Aslan before that with a cover of Rod Stewart's Maggie May. That comes from their Uncased album from a couple years ago. And then we start off the set with Sinead O'Connor from the Help, a charity project for the children of Bosnia, with a cover of Ode to Billy Joe, originally by Bobby Gentry. Well, Coverville tonight is brought to you by Audible, audible.com. The best place, really, the best place in the world to pick up audiobooks, whether you're listening to it on your iPod, whether you're listening to it on your computer, burning it to CD, listening to it in your car, whatever. And I'm pulling up their website to tell you an accurate number of how many books are available, because I know that they say there's several hundred thousand over. I'm sorry, not several hundred thousand, over 75,000. Okay, several tens of thousands, I think is what I meant to say there. Over 75,000 titles you can listen to on your iPod, your iPhone, your Zune, your BlackBerry, your Android, whatever. Or like I say, listen to it on your computer, or burn to CD and listen to it in your car. You'll even be able to listen to it on your iPad next month. So, and it's a really great deal because they've got so many books, and the books themselves are fantastic. But what you got to remember also is that the people that they get to narrate these books are also fantastic. You got Stephen King, who narrates a lot of his own stuff. You've got just some amazing, amazing voices reading some amazing books. And right now is the time to try it out for free, right? You're a Coverville listener, so you already know how all this stuff works. You already know how to get audio from the web into your ears. Well, now is a great time to try Audible with a free audiobook. All you need to do is go to audiblepodcast.com/Coverville or click the ad in the show notes for this episode. That's audiblepodcast.com/Coverville, and you can try a free book from audible.com. All right, from a band that was big in the late 80s, early 90s, just had such a distinctive voice, also from the Dublin area. Here is a cover by Hothouse Flowers. This comes from their Best Of album from 1990. It's a cover of Johnny Nash's I Can See Clearly Now. Look all around, there's nothing but blue skies.
I'm wishing on a star to follow where you are. I'm wishing on a dream to follow what it means. And I wish on every rainbow that I've ever seen. I'm wishing on the people who really dream. Wishing on tomorrow, should it ever come. I'm wishing on the loving we have ever done. I never thought I'd see a time when you would be so far away from home, so far away from me. I just think of all the moments that we spent. I just can't let you go. For me you were meant. I didn't mean to hurt you, but I know that in the game of love you reap what you sow. I think it's time we should make up. Time we should get back together, make the best of things. Whether or never, make the best of things. I'm wishing on a star to follow where you are. I'm wishing on a dream to follow what it means. Wishing on a star. I'm wishing on a star. I'm wishing on a star. I'm wishing on a star.
Love is blindness, I don't wanna see. Won't you wrap the night around me? Take my heart. Love is blindness. In a parked car, in a crowded street, you see your love made complete. Thread is ripping, the night is slipping. Love is blindness. Love is clockworks and cold steel. Fingers too numb to feel. Squeeze the handle, blow out the candle. Love is blindness. Love is blindness, I don't wanna see. Won't you wrap the night around me? Oh my love, blindness. Roll it on death without mourning. No calm and no warning. Baby, a dangerous idea. Drowning in a deep well, all the secrets, no one to tell. Take the money, of his blindness. I don't wanna see. Won't you wrap the night around me? Oh my love.
U2's Love is Blindness, performed there by Sharon Corr and the Devlins from the 2005 release Even Better Than the Real Things, Volume 3, which really, really cool compilation that featured a lot of a lot of covers of U2. Cough button there. Hey, could you tell? Before that, Keeper of the Flame is the name of the album. Luca Bloom, released in 2000 with that Rolls Royce cover of, with a cover of Rolls Royce's Wishing on a Star. And then that set opened up with I Can See Clearly Now by Hot House Flowers from the best of Hot House Flowers. And don't you just love how that song just builds up and builds up? Oh, it's just so awesome. I Can See Clearly Now right there by Hot House Flowers. All right, so those were all Irish performers, right? Irish musicians doing covers. Let's go ahead and flip things over a little bit, or maybe kind of off to the side, and play some covers of performers that sound like they're Irish, or covering Irish songs, I guess is another one here. First up is a group called Darby O'Gill, and I believe these guys perform in the Washington area. This is their cover of TLC's Waterfalls. It's a lot of fun. Here's Darby O'Gill.
For temptation, but he just can't see. He gives him love and that his body can't handle. All he can say is, baby, is good to me. One day he goes, takes a glimpse in the mirror, and he doesn't recognize his own face. His health is fading and he doesn't know why. Three letters took him to his final resting place. Y'all don't hear me. Don't go chasing water. Stick to the rivers and the lakes you're used to. I know that you're gonna have it your way or nothing at all, but I think you're moving too fast. I seen a rainbow yesterday, but too many storms are coming on, even not chasing it one God-given ray. Say because my life is 10 shades of grey, I pay all 10 fade away, selling praising for a sunny days. Like his promises truly, my faith could undo many chances I blew to bring me life anew. Clear and blue and unconditional skies, dread the tears from my eyes, number lonely cries. Only beaten up are the ones who can't cope with such an enduring pain that it keeps them in the porn ring. Who's the baby tuning cane into your own vein? What a shame you truly name for someone else's brain. Claim the insane and pray the stain time, fall and pray to crime. Say the system got you victim to your own mind. Dreams of hopes, aspirations, and hope is coming true. Believing yourself, the rest is up to me and you. Oh, Jesus. Don't go chasing waterfalls. Be sick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to. I know that you're gonna have it your way or nothing at all, but I think you're moving too fast. Don't go chasing waterfalls. Be sick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to. I know that you're gonna have it your way or nothing at all, but I think you're moving too fast. Don't go chasing waterfalls.
About a maid, I'll sing a song, sing rickety tickety ten. about a maid. I'll sing a song who didn't have her family long. Not only did she do them wrong, she did every one of them in. Them in. She did every one of them in. One morning in a fit of pique, sing a rickety tickety din. One morning in a fit of pique, she drowned her father in the creek. The water tasted bad for a week, and we had to make do with gin. With gin. We had to make do with gin. Her mother, she could never stand. Sing rickety tickety tin. Her mother, she could never stand. And so a cyanide soup she planned. The mother died with a spoon in her hand, and her face in a hideous grin. A grin. Her face in a hideous grin. She set her sister's hair on fire.
Sing rickety tickety tin.
She set her sister's hair on fire. And as the smoke and flames rose higher, danced around the funeral pyre, playing a violin, violin, playing a violin. She weighted her brother down with stones.
Sing rickety tickety tin.
She weighted her brother down with stones and sent him off to Davy Jones. All they ever found were some bones and occasional pieces of skin. Of skin. Occasional pieces of skin. One day when she had nothing to do,
sing rickety tickety tin.
One day when she had nothing to do, she cut her baby brother in two and served him up as a pirate stew, and invited the neighbors in.
Bors in. Invited the neighbors in.
And when at last the police came by,
sing rickety tickety tin.
And when at last the police came by, her little pranks she did not deny. To do so she would have had to lie, and lying she knew was a sin.
A sin. Lying she knew was a sin.
My tragic tale I won't prolong.
Sing rickety tickety tin.
My tragic tale I won't prolong. And if you did not enjoy my song, you've yourselves to blame if it's too long. You should never have let me begin.
Begin. You should never have let me begin.
Gather round, ye lads and lasses, set ye for a while, and hearken to me mournful tale about the Emerald Isle. Let's all raise our glasses high to friends and family gone, and lift our voices in another Irish drinking song. Consumption took me mother and me father got the pox. Me brother drank the whiskey till he wound up in a box. Me other brother in the troubles met with his demise. Me sister has forever closed her smiling Irish eyes.
Now everybody's died, so until our tears are dried, we'll drink and drink and drink and drink, and then we'll drink some more. We'll dance and sing and fight until the early morning light. Then we'll throw up, pass out, wake up, and then go drinking once again.
Kenny was killed in Kilkenny, and Clare, she died in Clare. Tip and Tipperary died out in the Derriere. Shannon jumped into the river, Shannon back in June. Ernie fell into the urn, and Tom is in the tomb. Cleanliness is godliness, me Uncle Pat would sing. He broke his neck a slipping on a bar of Irish Spring. O'Grady, he was 80, though his bride was just a pup. He died upon the honeymoon when she got his Irish up.
Hey! Now everybody's died, so until our tears are dried, we'll drink and drink and drink and drink, and then we'll drink some more. We'll dance and sing and fight until the early morning light. Then we'll throw up, pass out, wake up, and then go drinking once again.
Ba-dup, ba-dup, ba-dup. Ba-da-ba-da-da-ba-da. Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. Ba-da-ba-da-da-ba-da.
Joe Murphy fought with Riley near the cliffs of Old Dunee. He took out his shillelagh and he stabbed him in the spleen. Where crazy Uncle Mike thought he was a leprechaun, but in fact he's just a leopard, and his arms and legs are gone. When Timmy Johnson broke his neck, it was a crying shame. He wasn't really Irish, but he went to Notre Dame. McNamara crossed the street and by a bus was hit, but he was just a Scotsman, so nobody gave a shit.
Ugh.
Now everybody's died, so until our tears are dried, we'll drink and drink and drink and drink, and then we'll drink some more. We'll dance and sing and fight until the early morning light, then we'll throw up, pass out, wake up, and then we'll drink in once again.
Drunken Uncle Brendan tried to drive home from the bar. The road rose up to meet him when he fell out of his car. Irony was what befell me great-granduncle Sam. He choked upon the very last potato in the land. Connor lived in Ulster Town, he used to smuggle arms, until the British killed him and cut off his lucky charms. And dear old Father Flanagan, who left the Lord's employ, drunk on sacramental wine beneath the altar, boy.
Now everybody's died, so until our tears are dried, we'll drink and drink and drink and drink, and then we'll drink some more. We'll dance and sing and fight until the early morning light, then we'll throw up, pass out, wake up, and then go drinking once again.
Someday soon I'll leave this world of pain and toil and sin. The Lord will take me by the hand to join all of me kin. Me only wish is when the Savior comes for me and you.
He kills the cast of Riverdance and Michael Flatley too.
Now everybody's died, so until our tears are dried, we'll drink and drink and drink and drink, and then we'll drink some more. We'll dance and sing and fight until the early morning light, then we'll throw up, pass out, wake up, and then we'll drink in once again. Then we'll throw up, pass out, wake up, and then we'll drink in once again. Then we'll throw up, pass out, wake up, and then go drink in once again.
That is Da Vinci's Notebook with an a cappella track from their Brontosaurus album, which was, well, I should say they're all a cappella, from their Brontosaurus album from 2002 with another Irish drinking song. No, it's not a cover, it's an original, but it feels like a cover of a traditional Irish drinking song, so I had to include it. Plus, it's fantastic. And if you're a fan of Paul and Storm, you'll know that that's where they got their start, was in that band, or at least that was before they went solo. They were part of Da Vinci's Notebook. Before that, the Irish Ballad by Pirates for Sale, S-A-I-L, from the equally punny Band on the Rum, which came out in 2009, a cover of the Tom Lehrer tune. And then we started off with Darby O'Gill with No Sign of the Little People, with Waterfalls, a cover from their Traditional Irish Dance Music Volume 1, which came out in 2004, a cover of the TLC song. And that is going to do it for this edition of Coverville. Thank you for tuning in, and I hope you have a happy and safe, but an enjoyable St. Patrick's Day. We'll be back on Thursday with the long overdue Iggy Pop and the Stooges cover story. Oh, just yanked out my headphones. Hold on a sec. The Iggy Pop and the Stooges cover story. See, I play the bed music behind it, so I can't edit that out, or else you're going to hear a big gap. The Iggy Pop and the Stooges cover story coming up on Thursday, so some great covers of and by Iggy Pop and his band, the Stooges. So listen for that. If you want to get in touch with me, email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can call the request line at 206-222-COVER, or post a message on the weblog or in the forums at www.coverville.com. That is going to do it until Thursday. So, until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, CacheFly.com.